And you'd have corn huskings, husk corn till 11, 12 o'clock at night. And neighbors would come in and husk corn and have a lunch. And if you found the red ear, there was any girls there, you could kiss some girl, whatever girl you wanted, helping husk. So that's where you'd husk all the corn by hand. And then the next morning, we'd take that corn, pick the ears all up, and carry them and put them into the corn crib, which was a slatted affair so the wind could go through, and that cured it and dried it. And after it cured, well, then you could shell it and then make it, grind it up for corn meal.
And where did the huskings take place and who came?
Oh, neighbors, just neighbors.
Old, young?
Oh, yes, all ages had come in. And they used to announce that they'd got a lot of corn husked. If anybody wanted to come and help husk it, well, you'd be welcome. And they'd come, and then they'd have some corn to husk, and some would have their corn ready before some of the others, and the neighbors would come in, and they wouldn't have a big crowd, but you'd have, oh, 8 or 10 people maybe there and sitting around the barn floor and husking corn and chatting and having a good time. And then you'd return the favor to help your neighbor husk his corn. So they helped one another and enjoyed themselves.